New friends. The last couple of weeks have been extremely busy. Busy tends to be a euphemism for violent. We've taken control of an area that used to be held by insurgents and made several new friends in the process. Initially, we were assisted by an American team whose job is to find and explode the roadside bombs that make this part of the world so dangerous. The LT was a relative new boy. His platoon sergeant was in the finest tradition of US forces. Utterly committed to the mission, he reassured me that if there was anything that needed clearing, then he and his team were the men for the job. For 3 days, they helped us out non-stop. He was 7 weeks away from completing a tour of duty that had lasted 10 months and taken him from Iraq directly to Afghanistan. His fourth child had been born during his time away. In 3 days, they blew up over 20 improvised explosive devices. At the other end of the scale, we were delighted to welcome General Rodriguez to the base on Christmas Eve. The five-letter abbreviation for his job title was unfathomable, but he's basically in charge of the coalition assistance to the Afghan National Army. I relayed our generally positive experiences of working with the ANA and pleaded the case for more warriors in this part of Helmand. He came with an international entourage, including a Belgian colonel. The level of commitment and enthusiasm of the US Army for the mission in Afghanistan is infectious and energising. There was a trip around the base to grip and grin with the troops. Each stop was peppered with stirring words and heartfelt thanks. Uncle Sam is a great friend to have, and it still comes pretty naturally, despite the language barrier. But better than this, 2 days ago, close to one of the new patrol bases, an Afghan man took one of my platoon commanders to show him where insurgents had laid a device. We were able to render it impotent. A small but immensely significant step on the way to success.